stop looking for love. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got. Just stop looking for love. You still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. Girl, you're young, you still got time. This could be something if you let it be something. Don't scare me away. Turning something's into nothing, babe. You're already used to the games, babe.
Episode is going to be a bit different because we are recording on the road, so you might hear some very very disrespectful cars doing some things, but that's fine. I'm hyped, I guess, because this is the last one. This is a bonus episode. I am just going to be doing my, you know, thank yous and stuff like that, because you people have shown me so much love and I'm gonna cry. But anyway, welcome to Frozen Vinegar the podcast. This is Yaa Ajim, and yeah, I don't have anything else to say. I'm just coming to fool for you, so yeah.
On, like I can't see you, but you know I got my eyes on you. Fell in love with the bartender, we partaking with the money involved. Figure hustle till God come down. Grew for fucking us and be in the same shit, but ain't no gonna be all let down. I'll cheer to the sundown. See, everything I do for the gang. Don't call me bro, you're not family. Them boy father, I am granddad. Live by the G code, that's loyalty, yeah. Them boy the rust, that's why the mother. Me, I just love them boy the ghost.
Okay, so I've come back. And I think I want to talk about how my year went. And then, like, we'll put this year in retrospect to the bar. So, this year in itself has been great. Like, it's been half-ass, half-wonderful, do you understand? And I think I want to start from the very beginning, because, yeah, I want to, like, take it 1 month after the other. So, like, I'll talk a lot, I guess, but, like, I'm already hyper, and those who know me know I'm funny. If you insult me, I promise you, I'll drag you into 2021. Like, I'm not even playing. Okay. So, yeah, in January, I planned my year as everyone else did. I set my personal goals and I prayed that I'll meet at least half of them, right? And, yeah, we were going. The going was going, Bob. In February, I had the best birthday ever. My family and my closest friends did the absolute most for me, and I am, like, really grateful. My heart will always be full when I think about it. And yeah, like, people I didn't expect to do me show, they did me show, really well. Because me and Kasa that day, I just wanted to sleep. Like, those who know me know that Charlie, this girl doesn't really like birthdays like that. But yeah, we locomote. in March. In March, there was so much on my mind. There was so much going on. I had my heart broken. I met new people who I am the most grateful for. Okay, I lost some family members. May their souls rest in peace. Yeah. But in all things, you know, you just take account of what you have done and where you are going, and you do some very deep thinking, you understand. And in the process, sometimes you lose yourself, but really, you get it. So yeah, in April, I was still meeting new people. Like, I don't want to start mentioning names, because if I mention names, I have this funny feeling that I'll leave somebody out. Do you understand? If I mention names, like, I'll forget. But I feel like I should mention names. In February, I met Leslie, I met Ines, I met Steven, I met Magnus, I think, yeah. And they've been nothing but supportive, nothing but wonderful to me. And yeah, it's been great. I met Archie, I met who else did I meet? I met Adom. I met so many people. Like, if I remember, I'll mention your name. Okay, if I don't remember, I'm so sorry. Just know that I love you. And yeah, you've really been doing the most for me, so thank you. In April, I was still meeting new people. I was getting back on my feet after, you know, the disaster of March, basically. And then some of these people I met made me realize that I'm worth a lot more than I put out, and I am, you know, more than I give myself credit for. Like, I do the most for people, and I should learn to do the most for myself. So yeah, I was doing that. Online school was another stupid thing. Like, but yo, the study group I had for online school, you guys, those people were like the best I've ever seen, and I really, really wish I could like spoil there for all of you, honestly. But your time is coming. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. I got you. That's all I'm gonna say. I hope people lunch safe. Look at that. Yeah, Tracy, I haven't forgotten about you. You just need to remind me one of these days, and I'm gonna sort you out. I promise. Like, I promise I'll sort you out. Yeah, so I was short on cash for a very long time, because you know that those who know me know that I normally do some small writing for people. I do stuff when it comes to marketing and BTS for brands and stuff like that, small brands and all of that. So yeah, I basically do, you know, all the things you don't want to do, and then you pay me nicely, and then we go. I got some jobs, I got paid, yes. But the money wasn't as forthcoming as before, because I mean, COVID is a bitch. But yeah, Jonathan. So yeah, in May, I was getting stronger. I mean, COVID numbers were rising, but you see, if God and the universe have a plan for you, there's really nothing you can do about it. I was still going through it. My heart was in shambles, okay? Oh God. But yeah, it's all part of the process, all part of the learning process. In life, we live and learn. So yeah, you just get to do all of that. I'm not throwing shade at anybody, I beg you, but of course, if the shoe fits, you can be the Cinderella, dear. That's not my business. Anyway, in June, there was this like unexplained glow in my skin, the unexplained spring in my step. Yo, I just realized that it was God's grace that was doing the most for me, because bro, the kind of prayer I was praying and the kind of crying I was crying, maybe today, do you understand? I just don't know how to explain myself at this point. As I said in my introduction, I'm on the road, so the road interactions there, baby, but yeah, we know. Yeah, so in July, I was preparing to launch the podcast. the support I had was wonderful. I promise. I met a beautiful human being who was manning my two-person team for the podcast, and I'll always be grateful for such a blessing. In August, I launched the podcast. I cried, I promise you, because the kind of support I was getting where I wasn't expecting it, it was wonderful. Like, you guys really did the absolute most over there. And yo, I saw things I normally wouldn't see. I had encounters with God. I heard his promises in my ears every single time. I'm not here to preach to you. Honestly, I'm not here to preach to you. So if you don't really believe in God, that's a story for another day. That's like something, if you would want to discuss, you can discuss with me anytime, but I'm not here to preach to you. So if you are bored by what I'm saying, all I can tell you is I'm sorry. So yeah, anyway, so yeah, I was taught, yeah, in August that you need to start affirming things for yourself, because right now all we are doing in this life, like what I was doing, was, you know, riding on positive vibes in inshallah, basically. Do you understand? So God told me something. I'm not even capping, there's no cap here. Okay. God told me he was going to make me great. If you want to tap, honestly. God told me he was going to make me great, and I know that I'm great. I know I'm a magnet for greatness and wealth. I'm a point of blessing to every single person I meet, because that's my name. Do you understand? I understand that I have been put on this earth for a purpose, and I feel like in the past, how many months was it, from August to December, I've done a lot. I feel like I've done something I can be proud of, and I can rest until I'm ready to continue. Because I don't just get up and say, oh, let me talk about mental health, because everybody's going through this. You know, I was directed to do that, and that's why I'm doing it. And I believe that even though I started, you know, with just my phone and then one Huawei earpiece, listen, you hear me somewhere and you'll be like, oh my God, is that her? Because me, as I do here, I'm a magnet for greatness, okay? If you wanna tap, honestly. I'm not here to preach. I'm not here to preach. I'm just letting you understand that 2020 has been half ass, yeah? And then half vibes, like positive energy and blessings. I'm not even going to lie to you. In September, I had a little scare. I don't know what was going on with me. I was just like really down and off and all of that. There was some small exposure to COVID, like, you know, those things. I don't really want to get into that, but yeah, like, there were scares, there were, you know, some really weird things going on with me. I just wasn't okay, do you understand? And we all have those moments where, like, we just break down, because, you know, in this life, God, what am I doing? Those things. I had so many questions, like, so many things were going through my mind at that point, because I didn't know what I was doing. And you know what? God knows. He really knows. Listen, I am so grateful for his constant love and reassurance. Like, you can be going through something and you're like, you know what? The prayer says attire. Like, do you understand? But it gets to a point where you're like, if you don't pray, what are you doing? Do you get it? Do you understand? Once again, I'm not here to preach. So if you are bored, please, I'm sorry. I mean, there's nothing I can do to help you at this point. Maybe I'll be called into that line, but right now, I'm just doing what I've been asked to do. I've been directed to talk about this, and I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna do it to perfection. So if you're angry, that ain't my business. I don't care. Okay, so I need to stop. Okay, so yeah, in October, things were slowly picking up again. God showed me his mercy and his love, and yeah, I'm going to be forever grateful for all of it. Like, I'm not even leaving one thing out, do you understand? So yeah, like, I lost a lot this year, but I also gained some really nice reassurance, and I gained some wonderful friends, and I'm super happy, super excited about it, because I know that the next year is either go harder or go home. Yeah. In November, things really did get better. Money was steadily coming in, and more ventures opened along the way. Now we're in December, right in the last hours of December, safe. And I just want to bless God for being God, basically, because that has been one of the things that have kept me sane, like just being grateful for everything I have been through and everything I have seen and everybody who's been around me to keep me sane. Like, that's basically what I have been, you know, doing. And yeah, the support I got on the podcast on very short notice was wonderful, and I can't thank you guys enough for being here and listening to me rant and even saying things that, you know, I shouldn't have said. Because I mean, when was it? I think a week or two ago, I had another meltdown, because yeah, human beings are something else. So yeah, I don't think I want to talk about it. I'm not throwing shade, but some of the people involved in whatever happened to me are scared to this day that I'll come over here on the podcast and dirty them. But you know, they here. We all know that everybody is trash in somebody's story. So if you want to be trash in my story, good for you. But still, we ride on good vibes, prayer, and inshallah. So that's basically it. And yeah, I just want to thank you guys so much for listening and being here with me. And like, it really, really means a lot to me that you guys are still fucking with me. And yeah, sometimes I need to choose my words right, but initially, like, we move, we live, we learn every day, and I really, really hope the new year does something great for all of us, because 2020, what the hell was that? I mean, like, the lows were really low, do you understand? The lows were absolutely low, and yeah, I mean, it's all part of the process. We live and we learn. I keep saying this, and yeah. Thank you so much to Ellie Kim. Thank you so much, Nana. Thank you so much, Patrick. Maunya. I don't even know which people to mention anymore. Gloria, thank you so much. Vanessa, Esther, Julius, my forever team, Joel, Sam, Vanessa, Sam, Cephas, Sam, like every single person. I can't mention everybody's name because like time no really day, like I don't really have time like that. But yeah, thank you guys for everything. Thank you for pushing me. Thank you, Alan. I'm so grateful. I think I'll forever be grateful to you guys. Thank you so much for fucking with me. And yeah, we will see each other in season 2, if there's ever going to be one. Just yeah, keep me in your prayers, I'll keep you in mind. And yeah, just thank you. I mean, thank you guys for everything. The thank you is finishing in my mouth. So I'm just going to go now, but I just really, really, really want to say thank you for every single thing, all the prayers, all the supports, the listens. You guys have been amazing. And yeah, the ratings, the Apple podcast ratings, you guys, thank you. Honestly, thank you. I don't check the ratings anymore, but yeah, thank you for everything, and you guys have been wonderful. And I'm recycling the same words because I don't really have anything to say, but yeah, God bless you. And once again, this is Frozen Vinegar the podcast. I am Yaa Ajim, and it has been a pleasure educating you guys. And let's pray for good health. good mental health in the next year, and don't let anybody undermine your mental sanity. If you're not okay, talk to somebody. My DMs are always open. And yeah, I'll see you whenever I see you, basically. And I'm beginning to sound sad, but bye. Bye.
Be like, I'm going mental. My inspiration. Let me on like a pencil. Nah, switch up. We did play Monopoly. We ought to try acquire some property. A Benz and some new friends. Now I feel uppity. Coffee is my cup of tea. I go to Starbucks espresso shots happily. The social ladder I'm climbing so steadily. House on the hills, a Brie or Beverly. I slang my cheek, good for the cheese, certainly. I'm ready to pee, hold it for me. Pour some Dom Perignon, that is on. I'm in the sauna with two babes that get along. I want a fast pair of the new LeBrons. We in it for the gold, not for silver or bronze. Fresh caught prawns in the yacht at dawn. Sophisticated babes, ratchet ass songs. You want to be righteous or poor, are you the headstrong? The no biggie, but you dead wrong.
I did tire plus the hustle. It didn't make I see double. I want to spend some trouble. Me and money for be couple. Man tire plus the hustle. It didn't make I see double. I want to spend some trouble. Me and money.
Charlie, I really want.
Rich people problems. Rich people problems. Rich people problems.
Yummy, mammy, be.
Rich people problems.
So far I got to chill with Oprah. Warren Buffett was here on my sofa. Aliko Dangote drove my car. Kwame Despite bell me, he say how far. Vacation in the south of France, nothing but underpants. Rihanna go come through, we go share bands. I have lots of shares in three banks. You know say money no be problem, we give thanks.
Models, bottles,
cigar smoke in my lungs. I go toot my horn, I won't be unsung. Tofiakwa, you see my face as a crook. Hey look, and like my page on Facebook. Doom so go be your problem, it's not mine. Gen sets is all sets, now let's dine. I'm here question grace, making red wine. Call me your grace, you headed through the grapevine.